Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. This is the first MYA Early Music Academy. For the last 4 years, we've been having special opportunities for the students at MYA to interface with early music professionals. And for 3 years, during the summer institutes, we've had a half-day meet the instruments up close sort of experience for them. And many of them, some of them that are here, have had their hands on period instruments before, but not in this intensive way. This has been our objective from the very first of starting with the early music experiences, and now the young people have been working intensively, I'll tell you, intensively, with authentic period instruments since noon yesterday. So everything that you are about to hear has been done since noon yesterday. Keep that in mind. The period instruments, most of them are actual historic originals. Many of them are high quality reproductions. We have taught the children, the young people, how to use the authentic techniques that were in use at the time that the instruments were created. So you'll see there's no chin rest on a violin, no shoulder rest on a violin, there's no end pin on a cello. Look around very carefully as they play. You'll see lots and lots of differences. Not to mention the sound is radically different. The whole idea of improvisation thrown into a performance. You'll hear some of that today as well. We're going to have several small ensembles, and then we're going to have a large massed ensemble. We'll stop and we'll talk to you a little bit in between pieces to let you know what's going on. You're going to hear some very interesting music, much of it you have never heard before. So this is our first chamber ensemble after the bells finish. Does this camera belong to someone? There's a camera right in the middle of the floor. It is recording? Okay. Everyone beware of the camera that's in the middle of the floor. So thank you very much for coming out to our 2008 Early Music Academy, the first one, the inaugural. The children's names are listed in the program. I don't know them all by their last name. I have finally mastered their first names, but I'm going to let you look in the program to see the participants. Here we go. This is Avery. He's playing a modern trumpet in B flat. At the time that this music was written, the trumpet was a valveless instrument and very long, like a trombone. The trumpet is basically actually the length of a trombone if you stretch it completely out. It's wrapped up in many coils, so that's why it's so close to the body. And his trumpet has valves on it. The modern trumpet was completely played, the old trumpet was played just by moving the lip,
which is hard,
to make the notes, which is incredibly hard. So he's going to play the Musette by Johann Sebastian Bach, and we're going to accompany him.
Thank you.
Chloe and the guys, and we will be playing Three Dances by Fantini.
Thank you. Thank you. is an aria for bass singer by Johann Sebastian Bach, entitled 163, called Lass mein Herz die Münze sein. Let my heart be the thing which you imprint your spirit on. Imprint my heart with your spirit. And so you will hear the sounds of hammering and working, Arbeit, Schmerz. And so there's this beautiful sense of spirit imbuing a line that pervades the whole movement, and then also this constant working from time to time. I'm playing the vocal line, the two obbligato cellos, and our continuo.
Thank you. Are you as tight as you can get? Are you supposed to get it as you can get? Okay. First is leather.
There's a piece that we didn't include on our program intentionally, and we're just going to use it as a demonstration piece to you. You've already seen a taste of it. The very first chamber ensemble held their violins in the manner that the violin was played in the Renaissance. They also held their bows that way. When the violin popped out, it was basically a rude dance instrument. It was not allowed in church. It was just for dancing and all sorts of wild secular things. And it was popular because it played louder than any other of the other instruments. So it was considered too ill-mannered to be used in polite company or in church. It was played down on the arm in the manner of a country fiddler today, and so that tradition goes long, long past. That's accurate. So we started our weekend with the violins down on the arm. So now we're going to play you a piece, an early Italian piece of dance music called La Bergamasca. It was kind of the hit tune of the Renaissance in Italy, for violin especially. And we're going to play it in the Renaissance fashion, and our bows are going to be held way down low and with what's called an open jaw bow hold.
Solo, tutti, solo, tutti, 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 tutti.
That's unsuitable for performance in church. Or depending on your perspective. This is called Battaglia di Barabasso, Yerno de Satanás. And it's by Andrea Falconieri. He was a very early Italian violin composer. This is written in about the late 1500s, early 1600s. And basically what it translates as is the battle of Barabbas, son-in-law of the devil. So we have our violins and cellos all in opposing forces, and you're going to hear them do battle during the piece. Oh, and they get to bring their violins up to their shoulder, but they don't get to put their head on.
Thank you.
now we're going to do a suite of dances from a piece of theater music by Jeremiah Clark. You probably know Jeremiah Clark's music, but you don't realize it. So follow along in your program, and when we get to the second music listed there, second act tune, listen carefully and you'll recognize that you know the music of Jeremiah Clark. This piece basically came to light about 15 years ago and was brought into a published edition for the first time about 10 years ago. So I think that this might be the Chicago-Milwaukee area premiere, and it's being done by your own Early Music Academy here. It's a suite of 8 dances, and there are solos and all sorts of crazy stuff that we'll share with you. Thank you. to announce a special soloist. Come on up, Avery. Autumn Dance carries a subtitle. It says, a dance by a French clown and a country woman in wooden shoes. Maybe new shoes? You heard is an incredible feat for a 24-hour period, so go ahead and please talk to the children and the young people and ask them about what it took to get from where they started yesterday to today.
All right, bravo.
Not mine, no.
Has it been working all the time?
Yes. From someone I...
Has the lens cap on it, though?
No, I think they're recording.
Probably just audio.
Audio.
Oh, yeah.
Shut it off? Yeah. Is that right?